是跌过的甚至非常的快。
Time flies by really fast.
我们很快就来到这个特会最后一个晚上。
Now, so soon we have come to the last evening of this conference.
感谢主，这一次我们在这里交通彼得后书跟启示录。
Thank the Lord, this time around we are sharing with brothers and sisters the 2 Peter and the book of Revelation.
我们说过啊，这两卷书呢，是末后世代中间的两只明亮的号角。
We mentioned that these two books are the two bright trumpet calls of the last days.
感谢主，年轻的约翰吹启示录。
We thank the Lord, the young John blow out the trumpet of Revelation.
年老的彼得吹彼得后书。
And the aged Peter blow out the trumpet of 2 Peter.
所以这一次呢 ,Lucio 年轻的吹启示录。
So this time around, the young brother Lucio blowing the Revelation trumpet.
我个年老的呢吹了个彼得后书。
This aged brother's son is blowing out the trumpet of 2 Peter.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for his grace.
我弟兄姊妹都知道啊。
Brothers and sisters all know.
在旧约时代中间。
In the times of the Old Testament.
当号角吹起来的时候。
Whenever the trumpet is blown out.
那是百姓需要有行动的。
That's when the people of God needs to act.
我希望透过这一次的夏令会。
We hope that through this summer conference,
这两只号角吹响了。
When the two trumpets are blown,
从现在开始，弟兄姊妹要有行动啊。
From now on, brothers and sisters need to act.
不是光听了一些的信息。
It's not just hearing some message.
要起来行动。
We need to rise up and
预备好自己。
Prepare ourselves.
迎接主的再来。
To welcome the return of the Lord.
有强烈的心愿。
We need to have a strong desire.
一定要进国度。
We need to enter into the kingdom.
愿主的灵帮助我们。
May the Spirit of the Lord help us.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要继续的来交通彼得后书。
Tonight we continue with 2 Peter.
我自己都感觉这次聚会我呢好像不像讲道啊。
I also feel like this time around I'm not preaching.
我觉得彼得也不是要讲道。
I also feel Peter was not preaching there.
彼得说他来他是要劝勉大家。
Peter was just to remind brothers and sisters.
所以呢我心中的负担也是要劝勉弟兄姊妹。
So my burden also is to remind and encourage brothers and sisters.
因为我们已经来到这个幕后的时代。
Because we have come to the last days.
我已经讲我们已经来到天国的大门口。
We have come to the threshold of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，我们不需要光是讲道，需要劝勉。
We do not just need preaching the doctrines, but we need encouragement.
所以我也是靠着彼得的书信和弟兄姊妹们相互的有劝勉。
So I want to encourage one another through the letter of Peter.
明天我们就要散会了。
Tomorrow our conference will be over.
呀，那么我们不知道主什么时候回来。
We do not know when the Lord will return.
我们希望他今年就回来。
We hope that he will return this year.
如果他今年就回来。
If he returns this year.
我要和弟兄姊妹讲说我们天国见。
I will say to you, see you in the heavenly kingdom.
希望我们大家都在天国里。
And we hope each and every one will be in the kingdom of heaven.
让我们继续的来接受彼得给我们的劝勉。
Let's continue to receive the encouragement from Peter.
请弟兄姊妹打开彼得后书第三章。
Please turn to the 2 Peter chapter 3.
这个彼得后书第三章我先提一下。
I want to mention this first.
他讲这个亲爱的弟兄啊，一共四次。
And he mentioned the dearly brethren, beloved brethren, four times.
正好把这张圣经分成四段。
He actually naturally divide this chapter into four sections.
啊，每一段一个重点。
Every one that section has its focus.
请我们打开彼得后书第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
还是我读一节，弟兄读一节英文。
We'll read one verse at a time.
我先读第一节和第二节。
I'll read verses 1 and 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。这个心啊，原文是心思，叫你们纪念圣先之预先所说的话和救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
This is now, beloved, the second letter I'm writing to you, in which I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of a reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord.
Okay.
But, beloved, do not let this one fact escape your notice, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
第十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11.
但主的日子像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁敬虔？
The day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things have to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
第十二、十三节，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行职的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat.But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
第十四节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使你们自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
第十七节和十八节
亲
爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这些事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。
You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the days of eternity. Amen.
我们回头再读第一章的第十一节。
Turn back to chapter 1, verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主基督耶稣永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you.
我们已经说过，彼得后书那个中心的思想在变化神。
And the central thought of the second Peter is regarding the mountain of transfiguration.
主带领他的门徒们上了变化山。
The Lord brought his disciples to this mountain.
主在他们面前变了形象。
Before them, he has changed his figure.
让他们看见国度的王和国度的荣耀。
To show them the king and the glory of the kingdom.
这件事情在彼得的心中产生了非常深刻重大的影响。
This matter has affected Peter in his heart so great an impact.
所以叫他后来在主面前的生活侍奉都集中在这件事情上。
So later on, all his ministries and his life and service focus on this matter.
所以到晚年的时候，他自己知道快要离世。
So in his old age, he knows his departure is imminent.
所以他身处有一个很沉重的负担，需要劝勉神的儿女。
So out of his heavy burden in his heart, he wants to encourage and remind brothers and sisters.
他希望我们当国度降临的时候，
he hopes that when the kingdom comes,
每个弟兄姊妹都能够丰丰富富进神的国。
Every brother and sister can enter into the kingdom abundantly.
我说过那天主在门徒面前变了形象。
On that day, the Lord changed his appearance before the disciples.
彼得忽然看见站在他们面前的是一位完全的人。
Peter all of a sudden realized the figure before him is the perfect man.
神的儿子道成肉身来到地上，成了一个完全的人。
The Son of God came to this world, became a perfect man.
弟兄姊妹们，这个人就是主所讲的人子。
This man is the Son of Man mentioned by the Lord Himself.
这几天我们弟兄一直提到人子。
And this couple of days, our brother mentioned the Son of Man.
建立国度。
Because our God wants to establish His kingdom.
而在国度里面是需要这样的人。才能被建立起来的。
So the kingdom needs people like him to be established.
所以主耶稣来到地上，在肉身中就把神所要的那个人表现出来了。
So the Lord Jesus came to this world in flesh and to reveal what the man God desires.
所以彼得看见了那个国度的君王。
So Peter has beheld the king of this kingdom.
他也明白了神建造国度的一个心意。
He also understood God's heart's desire for the kingdom.
结果在那里我们看见有摩西跟以利亚先显出来。
Also saw Moses and Elijah appeared as well.
他们跟主耶稣谈什么呢？
What were they talking about with the Lord Jesus?
啊，他们谈那个字呢，在中文、英文呢都没有把它翻得准确。
Actually, they were conversing with the Lord. Translation, both in English and Chinese, are not very accurate.
中文里面出去离去这个意思。
And in Chinese, talk about the Lord is leaving, going out.
弟兄姊妹们，在英文里面很多把它翻成 departing.
And in English, most translations are just about just the word departing.
摩西跟以利亚没有跟他谈到离去的事情。
But actually, Moses and Elijah were not talking about him departing.
那么在有些英文里面呢，把这个字翻成 deceive.
And there is some English translation mentioned this word, using this word deceive.
他们是跟主耶稣谈到他要怎么死。
And talking about how the Lord is to die.
因为下面主耶稣要去上十字架。
Because after this, the Lord went on the cross.
其实这个字呢，原文呢，就是出埃及 Exodus 这个字。
However, the original text means Exodus.
这告诉我们，主耶稣到地上了，他带着使命的。
That indicates the Lord came with mission.
主绝不为了自己。
The Lord is not for himself.
为了他自己，他可以走了。
If it's for himself, he could depart from the world. But that's meaningless.
因为他走了，神的旨意就落空了。
If he did leave, then the will of God will not be fulfilled.
所以圣经用了这个出埃及的字。
That's why the Bible used this word Exodus.
我都知道出埃及是摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
We know Exodus was Moses leading Israelites out of Egypt.
他自己首先成为神眼中那个完全的人。
He himself first became that perfect man in the sight of God.
然后他要上十字架。
And then he went on to the cross.
他要成全救恩。
To accomplish salvation.
他要把他所救的千千万万的使徒。
And he will bring home all millions of God's people.
把他们改变。
And to transform them,
像他自己一样
to become like himself,
成为那样完全的人
to become that kind of perfect man,
然后就神的国度被建立起来
so that the kingdom of God can be established.
所以耶和华是非常 有意义的一件事情。
So this mountain of transfiguration is very significant.
帮助开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们能够看见彼得所看见的。
We can see, so we can see what Peter has seen.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
因此，彼得在晚年就写了彼得后书。
That's why Peter, in his old age, wrote this second Peter.
他知道国度的重要。
He understood the importance of kingdom.
他知道进国度的重要。
He understood the importance of entering the kingdom.
并且他知道，我们基督徒如果在地上好好的跟随主，我们可以丰丰富富进神的国。
He also understood that if we follow the Lord closely on earth, then we can enter the kingdom abundantly.
所以他快要寻道了。
So he was about to martyr.
他马上就要过世。
He was about to depart.
他说都已经告诉他很清楚他马上要过世。
Because the Lord has indicated this to him very clearly.
所以他带着他心中的负担劝勉神的儿女。
So he with this heavy burden reminds God's people.
我们在第一章里面讲已经讲过。
We mentioned this in chapter 1.
他劝勉我们要殷勤。
He encouraged us to be diligent.
好好的追求。
To pursue well.
啊，那八件事情。
The eight matters,
也可以说主耶稣生命中的八个特性。
Or you can say this is the eight characteristics of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要好好的追求。
Brothers and sisters,
你需要拥有这些。
We need to pursue well. We need to possess this.
就劝我们要避开一些的错误。
In the second chapter, he advises us to avoid some errors.
神的儿女需要行义，要行走义路。
God's people needs to do righteousness, need to walk on the way of righteousness.
那么到了第三章。
Now comes to chapter 3.
他最后的话。
These are the last words.
他四次从心里面呼喊说，亲爱的弟兄啊。
Four times he cried out from his heart, beloved.
弟兄姊妹，你知道他的心是多迫切。
Brothers and sisters, we can see how earnest his heart is.
如果今天我们对一个弟兄讲话，我们心里面迫切。
If today we have that earnest desire, we speak to a brother,
我们一说弟兄啊弟兄啊弟兄啊，对不对？
We will say, brother, brother, brother.
因为你心里面迫切。
Because you have such an earnest burden in your heart.
所以第四章呢，是他最后的给我们的一个激励。
So the third chapter is the last encouragement from him.
啊，他首先告诉我们。
So he mentioned this first.
我们需要呢有一个诚实的心思。
We need to have a sincere mind.
啊，真真诚诚的心思。
A genuine, honest mind.
做什么呢
？To do what?
要纪念先知们的话。
To remember the words of the prophets.
我们知道旧约所有的先知们都是预言到末世那个荣耀的时刻。
We know all the prophets of Old Testament time. They are actually.Foretell this moment.
都是指着神的国度在那里预言。
They were prophesying regarding God's kingdom.
所以呢，我们用真诚的心思来接受这个。
So with a sincere mind, we want to receive these words.
然后呢，要记住主耶稣的命令。
And also remember the commandments of the Lord and Savior.
借着使徒传给大家的。
Which was conveyed through the apostles.
使徒们传的是什么？是主的命令。
And what the apostles are preaching are the commandments of the Lord.
他这里也没有用主的话，他说主的命令。
He didn't use the word of the Lord, but commandment of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么是命令啊？
Sisters, what are commandments?
当过兵的人比较知道什么是命令。
Those who served in the army understand what command means.
一个当军人的，如果接到命令，那是很重要的。
A soldier understands the importance of a command.
这个命令一来，叫你走你就走，把妻子、儿女、家庭、父母统统撇下要走。
When the command comes, you need to leave behind everything and follow.
在中文里面，这个命令很有意思。
In Chinese, this word commandment is very interesting.
命令，命令就是用你的命去守住这个令。
And which means you need to use your life to keep this command.
啊，你可以把命丢掉，但是不能把令丢掉。
You can forsake your life, but not to forsake this commandment.
在这个幕后的时代。
in these last days,
我们要把主的命令守住。
We need to keep the commandment of the Lord.
这多么重要的一件事情。
How important this is.
所以教会历史中很多弟兄姊妹殉道。
So in church history, many brothers and sisters martyred for the Lord.
殉道什么？就殉主的话，对不对？
And they gave up their life for the commandment of God.
他们宁可守住主的话。
They would rather keep the commandment of the Lord.
他们不愿意丢掉这个命令。
They are not to give up on commandment.
我最近呢，收到一个弟兄他给我的一个短信。
Recently, I received a text message from a brother.
我们到今天在这个世界中还有很多神的儿女们受逼迫的。
We know today in the world many brothers and sisters are persecuted.
这个弟兄多次遭受那个警察们的这个压迫。
And this brother was harassed and oppressed by policemen many times.
但是他愿守住主的话，守住主的见证，不肯妥协。
But he's willing to keep the commandment, the testimony of the Lord, and refuse to compromise.
是他进警察局被打过好几次。
So he was arrested and beaten up many times.
最近这一次他传出来的话，叫我们心里非常难过。
Recently, the message, the news came out, is very saddened.
他说这一次他们打我，那么有人用木棍子打我的头。
But this time around, they beat me up with a rod, hit my head.
打到我脑梗。
And caused me to have a stroke.
因此他现在所有的服事都停了。
So he had to stop all his service.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要为着那些在苦难中的圣徒祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pray for those brothers and sisters under persecution.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
虽然到了今天，我们在各道各处看见很多神的儿女们坚守主的命令。
Till today, we still see many brothers and sisters everywhere to keep the commandment of the Lord.
不管什么样的环境，他们不妥协。
Doesn't matter what circumstances are, they refuse to compromise.
所以彼得劝勉我们。
So Peter encourages.
要用真诚的心思接受这个。
To accept this with a sincere mind.
并且他告诉我们呢，
He also
在末世的时候，
In the last days,
很多人会出来说讥诮的话，
Many mockers will speak word of mocking.
也有人会故意忘记一些事情，
And there are people who just deliberately forget about things.
弟兄姊妹，他在这里的话，我们一看我们就知道是指的挪亚的时代。
And we can tell this is talking about the times of Noah.
因为在挪亚的时代，神要用洪水灭世。
Because in the times of Noah, God will destroy the world by a flood.
但只有挪亚一个人知道。
But only Noah knows this.
所以当挪亚去传这个义道的时候
，So when Noah went about preaching the gospel of righteousness,
很多人都嘲笑他。
Many people laugh at him.
因为弟兄姊妹，到了挪亚的时代，还没下过雨啊。
Because until that time, there was no rain on earth.
这世界上人还不懂得什么叫雨呢。
And the people of the world didn't understand what it means by raining.
他们出来每天都是大太阳。
Every day is sunshine.
像你们在德州差不多，每天大太阳。
Just like in Texas, every day is a blue sky.
你说这个样子有什么洪水，他们就觉得太可笑了。
They think this is so laughable because how could a flood come?
没有人相信。
Nobody believed this would happen.
弟兄姊妹们，他们有人故意忘记。
But there are people who just purposely forget about this.
他们当时代的人。
And this is talking about the time, the people of the
North. 什么叫做故意忘记啊？
What does it mean by forgetting about
this? 就是你明明是知道的。
Because they already knew.
但是你不在意。
But they didn't pay attention.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道了吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we know?
你听了那么多道，你知道主要回来的。
We've heard so many messages. We know the Lord is coming back.
我们在意吗？
Do we care?
你不要说故意不在意。
Don't just say that you are purposely ignoring this.
结果真的洪水来了。
All of a sudden, the flood did come.
就把那个时代全部都淹没了。
And to a flood, to immense everything.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然我们现在呢，也许不会讥笑啊。
Even though today we may not mock.
但是很多时候，在我们的生活里面呢，我们根本不在意这个东西。
However, in our life, we just don't care.
啊，几个月之前
，a few months ago，
我碰见一个姊妹
，I met a sister，
她就讲她的大计划。
She described her great plan.
她说我要去学这个学那个，然后我要做那个做那做那。
I want to learn this and that. I want to do this and that.
啊，讲她非常的这个兴奋。
She was so excited, talking about this.
哎呀，我在那听的时候，我心里面觉得很遗憾。
When I was listening, I feel so regretful.
我说在你的计划里面哈
，In your plan,
你为什么没有把主的再来放在其中
？Why didn't you put the coming back of the Lord in your plan?
如果主今天回来了
，If the Lord comes back today,
你这些计划有什么用呢
？What's use of your plan?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们愿意现在提醒弟兄姊妹。
We want, we're willing to remind brothers and sisters.
如果主真是回来的时间迟延
，If the Lord's coming back is delayed,
你可以在你地上的生活中还有很多计划。
You can have some plans for your earthly life.
但是，请你把进天国这个意愿摆在第一位。
But please place this willingness to enter into the kingdom of heaven.In the first place,
你一定要在意。
You have to be mindful of this.
主的话都这么清楚。
God's words is so clear.
使徒们这么迫切地劝勉我们。
And the apostles so earnestly advise us.
我们都不在意。
But we do not pay attention.
将来怎么见主的面
？Then how can you meet with the Lord?
所以我仰望主的恩典。
So we look up to the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹们，经过这次的特会。
Sisters, through this conference,
你一定要把这件事情摆在你生活侍奉工作的第一位。
You have to place this matter of the entering the kingdom in the first place of your life.
然后你就去计划你自己的计划。
And then you can go on planning your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
愿我们能用诚实的心思接受这个。
Let us receive this with a sincere mind.
所以这是彼得第一段的时候给我们的一个劝勉。
So this is the first encouragement from Peter.
然后在第二段
In the second section,
他说亲爱的弟兄啊
He said, Beloved,
有件事情不要忘记
Do not forget this one thing.
就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
That with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
这里呢，谈到了一个时间的问题。
Here it was talking about the matter of time.
呀，我读到这里啊，过去读到这里，我里面真是很非常的惊讶。
In the past, when I read this, I was surprised.
一个老渔夫啊，怎么会有这种思想啊
？An old fisherman, how could he have this thought?
这当然是神给他的智慧。
Of course, this wisdom came from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，神创造时间是非常有意义的一件事情。
We all understand the creation of time is a very meaningful act of God.
神把他所创造的整个万有都放在时间的里面。
God placed all creation, entire universe in time.
这句话什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就是一切的事物都有时间的限制。
Every matter has a limit of time.
不管是有时间的、有生命的、没有生命的，都在时间限制里面。
Whether organic or inorganic matter, they are all under the confine, the limit of time.
并且圣经告诉我们，有一天时间结束的时候。这一切的万有就通通结束。
Bible tells us one day when the time is up, everything will be concluded.
所以我们基督徒对于时间需要有准确的认识。
So we Christians need to have a very accurate understanding of time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你看我们人活在地上
，So we live on earth.
我们也有时间的限制。
We also are limited by time.
虽然上古时代人能活到900多岁，但是也是限制。
Even the ancient people can live up to 900 some years, but there's still a limit.
现在呢，神把人的时间缩短了。
Now the Lord has shortened our time limit.
啊，现在人呢，如果能活到100岁，我们都说哇，长寿。
So even if you can live up to 100 years, then you are very long living.
那么呢，我们每个人都有时间的限制。
So every one of us has a limit of time.
时间到就要走。
When time is up, we will go.
所以对于我来讲，现在年老了，我越来越感觉啊，就很快就要走了。
Now I'm aged, so I feel like time is up soon for me.
你不可能永远活下去。
You will not be able to live forever.
啊，这是神的定命。
And this is the predestination of the Lord.
所以在时间中间，一切都有限制。
So in time, everything has a limit.
一切都是暂时的。
Everything is temporal.
一切都是有限。
Everything is infinite.
所以因此。彼得告诉我们：“你不要瞎眼呐、啊。”
That's why Peter tells us, "Do not be blind."
你也不要近视眼呐、啊。
Do not be nearsighted.
你只注意眼前的一些好处。
You just pay attention to what's before you.
很快这些东西就要过去。
Very quickly, all those things will pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道时间是一个限制。
So we know time is a limit.
但是另外一面来讲话呢
？But on the other hand.
时间也是一个机会。
Time is also an opportunity.
啊，在以弗所书第五章就讲到。
In chapter 5 of Ephesians.
时间是一个机会。
So time is also an opportunity for us.
神在时间中制造了无数的机会。
God in time has provided numberless of time.
所以基督徒能抓住机会就是抓住时间。
So brothers and sisters, if you can make the most of the time, let's take up all the opportunity.
我想我们最困难的我们就是爱惜光阴，我们最困难就是抓住时间，对不对？
For us, the most difficult thing to do is to make the most of our time.
很多人给自己的生活呢画时间表。
Many people make a schedule for his life.
你只照这个时间表做了，你还是没抓住。
And even if you are doing everything following the timetable, you are not making the most of the time.
所以对基督徒来讲，我们知道谁给机会。
So for Christians, we understand it is the opportunity the Lord provided.
哎，神兴起很多的环境。
God raised up some circumstances.
这是你学功课的机会。
These are the opportunities for you to learn the lesson.
有的时候呢，好像周围的出现一些人为难我们。
Sometimes there are people opposing us.
我们真的觉得不舒服，对不对？
We do not feel comfortable.
但弟兄姊妹们，你现在眼光要转变。
But brothers and sisters, we need to change our perspective.
这是神量给你学功课的机会。
Those are the opportunities of learning God has measured out to you.
我常常讲，你改变了，对方也改变了。
I often mention that only after you change, that the other person will change.
夫妻也是一样。
So are the husband and wife.
哦，我感觉到夫妻的生活呢，这个机会最多。
And marriage life.We have many opportunities.
天天都有功课学的。
Every day we have lessons to learn.
哎，我实在承认我很失败啊。
I have to confess I'm a failure.
哎，有时明明知道这个机会，但是不容易。
And sometimes I understand that it's an opportunity to learn.
但是你要学。
We do need to learn.
但生活中也是一样。
And also in our daily life.
哎呀，有时候上做工你碰那个坏老板。
Sometimes in our work and we encounter a bad boss.
这也许就是主讲给你的机会。
And this is actually an opportunity measure of.
太多的机会。
We have so many opportunities.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以他不断给我们机会。
So he provides all kinds of opportunities.
有时候这个机会给你，你没学好。
Sometimes an opportunity provided, but you fail to.
非常有耐心。
And he is very patient.
所以你看，有些基督徒有些功课学了十年。才学会。
You know, for some Christians, they have learned one lesson in 10 years.
所以这都是在时间中发生的。
All these things happen in time.
一旦我们离开这个世界
，Once we depart from this world,
所有的机会就没有了。
Where there's no more opportunity.
所以弟兄姊妹要珍惜今天在地上主给我们的机会。
So brothers and sisters, we need to treasure every opportunity the Lord has
provided. 借着这些机会蒙恩在主的恩典。
Through those opportunities, we can receive more grace.
啊。那么不仅是机会
，Not only opportunity，
在时间中
，In time，
主也把许多事情摆在这里考验我们。
And God also put all those things as a test for us。
所以要经得起考验。
So we need to endure the test。
非常的重要。
The testing is very important。
我告诉你们我自己的一个秘诀、啊。
I want to share one secret of my life。
有很多时候事情发生的时候啊。
Many times when things happen, 考验来的时候 when the testing comes,
你知道我们这些人呢，一碰到这些事情发生的时候啊
，You know, when we encounter things like that,
马上我 们的心思就开始转动，对不对？
Immediately our minds start to work.
我们的聪明才智，我们的经验通通出来了。
Our intelligence, our experience all came out.
我们就想办法怎么解决这个问题。
Then we start to think about ways to deal with it.
结果我们的经验是什么呢？
So what is our experience?
用人的方法越解决难处越大。
And the more we use our own methods to try to solve it, the more of trouble it becomes.
所以后来我学一个功课。
So later on, I learned this lesson.
事情来的时候。
When things happened.
No reaction.
No, 没有反应。
嘿，对，翻得非常好，没反应，不用反应，不是没反应的，不用反应。
You don't need to react.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我就发现。你不反应，你保持里面的安息。
I discovered that if you do not react, then you keep your rest inside inwardly.
结果主就做工了。
And then the Lord will start working.
哦，这是经过几十年服侍你才领悟到的。
And I learned this through so many years of service.
我说，当你里面不安息的时候。
When you do not have, when you have unrest in your heart,
你知道你就把事情抓到自己手里了。
Then you take the matter into your own hands.
所以你不安息。
So you lost your rest.
当你能够松手交给主的时候。
When you are able to let go and give to the Lord.
你里面安息，神就做工了。
When you start to rest and the Lord start to work.
这是秘诀。
This is a secret.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个给我带来多年的恩典和祝福。
This has brought to me many years of grace and blessing。
所以我常常想，哎呀，我们除了将来见主，除了将来进天国，地上没有大事情。
So I often think that except to meet with the Lord and to enter into the kingdom of heaven, there is nothing that important on earth.
所以你如果能守住这个，你能经得起考验。
If you can keep this, if you can pass the test，
试试看。
Give it a try.
盼望主给我们弟兄姊妹有恩典。
May the Lord give us, grant us grace.
因为我们人生的考验太多了。
Because we have so many testings in our life.
你知道，凡是神所能接纳的事物
，You know everything acceptable to God.
必须经过考验。
Has to pass through tests.
没有考验过的事情，神不要。
Anything without testing, God will not accept.
你不要以为说呢，我们自己讲圣洁、讲公义，我们就以为自己很圣洁。
Do not think that you can preach on righteousness or holiness, then you are holy and righteous.
谁说你讲圣洁吗
？God says you talk about holiness.
好，我就把你摆这个环境里面试试看，你圣不圣洁。
Now I will place you in a circumstance to test.
你说你公义吗？
You said you are just.
你自己觉得你自己很好吗
？You feel like you are so good.
主说：“那我们试试看。”
Lord said, "Let me test you."
所以没有经过试验
，without testing，
不算数的。
It doesn't count.
你看彼得就是经过试验，对不对
？You see, Peter has passed the test.
彼得在福音书里跟随主多勇敢呐、啊、
！Peter, when he followed the Lord in the Gospels, and he was so brave.
他觉得他自己非常勇敢。
He felt like he was so brave.
主说有一天。神其他牧人所有的羊都散了，你们就要跌倒了。
God mentioned that one day when he struck the shepherd, all sheep will be scattered, everyone will fall.
他夸口说，众人都跌倒，我也不会跌倒。
Peter just says that everyone will fall, but not me.
他说，主啊，我为你舍命。
Lord, I will die for you.
主还没为他舍命，他就先要为主舍命。
And even before the Lord died for him, he wants to die for the Lord.
结果我们知道，在大祭司的院子里面。
So we understand later on in the courtyard of the high priest.
在一个小小的使女跟前。
And in front of a small maiden.
三次的发咒起誓否认主。
Three times he denied the Lord, even with a curse.
哎呦，我们都觉得这是彼得吗？
So we cannot understand this is Peter.
在克西马尼园的时候
，in the Garden of Gethsemane，
当犹大带领人来抓主
，when Judah brought the people to arrest the Lord，
彼得拔刀嘞
，Peter even used a sword。
啊，你看他多勇敢呢
！See how brave he is。
但是现在居然在个小小侍女跟前三次发怒起人。
But now, in front of a small maiden, he actually denied the Lord with a curse three times.
主事先告诉他说
，The Lord actually have
鸡叫两次以前要三次否认我。
Foretold that before the rooster crow three times, two times you deny me three times.
彼得完全不能相信。
Peter cannot believe that.
结果 甚至否认主完了，真是鸡叫了两遍。
And actually, after he denied the Lord three times, the roosters crowed through two times.
就深知我们这些人是多么的软弱。
The Lord deeply understands how weak we are.
你不要以为你比别人更勇敢。
Do not consider yourself more brave than other people.
弟兄姊妹，凭着天然的生命跟随主。
By our natural life, we want to follow the Lord.
没有一个是得胜的。
No one can become an overcomer.
所以弟兄姊妹，那经不起考验。
Because they cannot pass the test.
所以彼得。有重大的失败。
Peter has suffered such a great failure.
从那天开始起，他再也不敢夸口了。
From that day on, he dared not to boast.
弟兄姊妹，要经过考验。
Brothers and sisters, you have to endure the test.
啊，所以这非常的重要。
So this is very important.
啊，那么时间对我们还有一个意义。
The time has another meaning for us.
就是记录。
That is a record.
啊，神把我们的一生都记录下来。
God has recorded, documented our whole life.
哇，这记录可是不得了。
And this document is so important.
连你心思所想的，嘴巴所讲的，全部记录。
Whatever you are thinking and whatever you are saying, all are recorded.
啊，保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们。
Paul mentioned this in the book
of Romans. 将来到审判台前的时候。
One day before the judgment,
你一生所行的都要供出来。
Everything, every word you spoke will be, you have to confess.
你说的每一句话，
every word you said,
你忘记了，神不忘记。
Even you have forgotten, God will not forget.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我常常过去有时想这个，我就害怕。
Often when I think of this, I was very afraid.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你做的人不知道。
Do not think that what you are doing.God of Jesus.
如果圣灵光照你，
when the Holy Spirit enlightens,
我们看见了这些错误，
when you realize all the errors,
求主用血把它洁净，
we ask the Lord's precious blood to cleanse them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
神永远是有恩典的神，
God is always gracious.
啊，所以在这里呢，这个时间是非常重要的。
So here, time is a very crucial matter.
但是呢，在这个第八节这里啊。
But here in verse 8,
神看一日恩典的一个计算。
My understanding is that this is a counting of grace.
是一个属灵的计算。
This is a spiritual accounting.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这说明什么呢？
What does this indicate?
如果你在地上能为主活一天。
If on earth you can live for the Lord for one day,
神用千年来给你计算。
God will count it as for 1,000 years.
哇，神的恩典这是大的不得了的大。
How great,
是吧？就像我们有时候小时候爱孩子一样。
Just like when we love our children.
啊，我说，你只要做这一点，我就给你很多。
If you only do this little thing, I will reward you with many great things.
是神的爱。
That's the law.
神不是说你活了一天就算一天，不，你活一天算一千年。
God didn't say that you live one day just count as one day, but when you live one day for the Lord, God will count it as 1,000 years.
假使你没有活在主里面
，However, if you're not living in the Lord,
你过了一千年，主看就一天。
Even if you live for 1,000 years, in the eyes of the Lord, it's just one day.
我记得曾经有一个弟兄啊，他就做了一点计算。
I remember one brother has done some calculation.
他八十岁他就开始做计算。
So when he was 80 some years old, he started to calculate.
他就是一个礼拜、一年、一个月这么算。
He was counting a week or month, a year.
哎呦，他说主啊，这八十年呢，我算来算去了，好像在你面前没活了几年呢。
And he said, counting my 80 some years life.I didn't live a few years before you.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
我们一天的生活里面被多少的事物占住，又想到主吗？
And in our daily life, how many our minds are occupied by so many other things? When do you spend time?
这里给你一个恩典的计算。
However, here is a calculation by grace.
那蝗虫马蚱男子所吞掉的年日，可以把你补回来的。
All those days swallowed up by those grasshoppers and every canker worms, that the Lord will repay you.
是弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
只要我们活着。
If we are living.
就有机会。
We still have opportunity.
啊，不要放弃。
Do not give up.
每天早晨眼睛张开，主啊，感谢你还让我活着。
Every morning when we open our eyes, we shall thank the Lord for another opportunity. I shall live for you.
把自己奉献给主。
Consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这是最智慧的事情。
This is the most wise thing to do.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要满心的感谢赞美我们的主耶稣。
We shall give full thanksgiving and praise to our God.
在时间中啊。
In time.
不仅有这许多的意义。
Not only it has so much significance.
我们的天父也期望我们的时间中能有好的表现。
Our Heavenly Father also count on us, hope we can have a good life, we can live a good life.
我想这里有几件事情提一下就可以。
A few things I want to mention.
我们的天父希望我们的时间中从幼稚变为成熟。
Our Heavenly Father want us to become mature.From immature, grow into maturity.
我们刚得救都是很婴孩，对不对
？When we are saved, we are all infant.
我们不成熟的。
We are immature.
但是时间过来了。
But now times goes by.
你应该成熟。
We shall become mature.
但是很可惜啊。
But very unfortunate.
有的基督徒十年过来还是没长大。
Many Christians 10 years later still not growing.
20年过来也没长。
20 years afterwards,
30年过来了还是很幼稚。
And even after 30 years, he's still an infant.
这个叫父亲伤心。
This will sadden the father's heart.
所以你常常会听见说，今天神的儿女中间大多数都是婴孩。
So you often heard that today among God's people, most are still spiritual infants.
父希望我们的时间中要长大。
God hopes that in time we all can grow up.
一年一年过来，你应该越来越成熟，越来越长大。
Year after year, you shall become more and more mature.
第二件事情
，Second matter，
你要从贫穷变为富足。
You shall become richer from poor.
我们刚才就是什么也没有，对不对
？When we first saved, we have nothing.
但经过年日之后
，But through the time，
在属灵的经历认识上开始达到丰富。
In terms of spiritual knowledge and experience, we can have some abundance.
这是在时间中应该做的。
This is something we shall accomplish in time.
第三件事情
，Number three，
从浅知到深知。
From a shallow knowledge to a deep knowledge.
保罗常常讲，你们读过我的书信，你就知道我深知神的奥秘。
Paul says, if you read my letters, you will understand I have deep knowledge of God's mystery.
所以我们需要长进的。
So we need to grow.
开头我们知道一点点的真理。
In the beginning, we understand a little bit truth.
慢慢知道基督的意义更多。
Now, gradually, we understand the meaning of Christ more and more.
对深奥的真理越来越有兴趣。
Have more interest in the deeper understanding of the truth.
我们知道圣经中啊，有浅的话，有深的话，对吧
？You know, in the Bible, there are some shallow words and some deep words.
今天很多神的儿女们只喜欢读那个浅浅的话。
And today, many God's people just like to read those superficial words.
像我刚得救的时候。
And just like when I was first saved,
读圣经中最喜欢就是那些故事。
And the thing I like the most are the stories in the Bible.
哎，读到故事很高兴。
So I'm very happy if I can read a story in the Bible.
一读到这摩西五经呐、啊，哎呀，这个真的是一点兴趣都没有。
But when it comes to the five books of Moses, I have no interest in reading.
但是慢慢生命成长了。
But gradually, when my life start to grow,
哎，到我开始到一个地步的时候，我专门喜欢找圣经中那些最深奥的东西。
To such an extent, I want to read the most mysterious and most difficult verses.
用中国人的话说
，in Chinese saying,
我喜欢啃那个硬骨头。
I like to bite the hard bones. Crack the hot bones.
现在很多年轻弟兄姊妹说啊，这个 too deep， 不要读就可以。
Today many young people will say, "Oh, this is too hard. I will just ignore it."
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要成长。
Brothers and sisters, we need to grow up.
第四个点。
Number four.
从无形到有形。
From visible to invisible.
不是。
To a tangible.
这个 form. 我们本来里面基督的形象是不清楚的。
From formless to forming.
慢慢基督的形象就越来越成熟。
Gradually, the form of Christ becomes more and more clear.
所以这是天父在我们身上所有的寄望。
These are the great hope our Heavenly Father has placed on us.
这样你活在时间中才有真实的意义，你知道吗
？In this way, you live your life in time to become meaningful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们还在时间中
，We are still living in time.
仰望主，让我们知道如何来数算自己的年日。
We look up to the Lord, learn how to count our days.
所以在第九节那里，他说。
So in verse 9, it says,
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为是单言，其实不是单言，那是宽容你们。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness.
这句话今天对我们来讲格外的宝贵。
And this word to us today is so special, so precious.
主还没回来，他不是单言。
And the Lord is not back, not because he is slacking.
他宽容我们。
But he is actually long-suffering for us.
他知道我们所拥有的不够啊。
He knows what we have are not enough.
所以就是给你机会。
So he provides more opportunities.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Brothers and sisters, he's not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
很可惜，我们把这些话都运用到传福音去了。
Very unfortunately, we only share these words when we preach the gospel.
不是，他是对我们圣徒说的。
No, this is speaking to the saints.
这个沉沦乃是毁坏，不要遭受毁坏。
And this perishing means not being destroyed.
遇见了失败，遇见了这些挫折情况，需要怎么悔改
？When we encounter failure or error, we need to repent.
所以我讲了，悔改是神的大恩典。
So I mentioned, repentance is the great grace of God.
无论你落到什么样的情况底下，弟兄姊妹们，你要在主面前寻求怎样能够回转。
No matter under what kind of conditions or failures you are in, you shall seek how to repent.
神一定有路让你回转。
God will have a way for you to come out.
所以神把悔改给我们。
So God gave us repentance.
这是极大的恩典。
This is such a wonderful grace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们的世上做事啊
，in our life on earth，
很多时候做完了，你没得后悔啊。
And if you do something, there's no way to repent.
但在基督里，永远是有路的。
But in Christ, you still have chance to repent.
但是你需要真诚的回到主面前。
But you need to go back to the Lord,
迫切仰望主的灵
earnestly and looking to His mercies.
啊，那么第十节。
Verse 10,
他说：“但主的日子要像贼来到一样。”
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话非常的有意义。
This verse is very meaningful.
使徒们对这句话也很有兴趣。
And apostles also have strong interest in this word.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章讲了这句话。
The Lord Jesus mentioned this word in chapter 24 in Matthew.
主用这么一个特别的比喻，把他自己比喻成为贼。
And the Lord used a very interesting analogy. He compared himself to a thief.
这个呢，就在使徒们的印象中非常深刻。
So this leaves a very deep impression on the apostles.
所以彼得就是说，主来的是像贼来的。
So Peter here talks about the day of the Lord.Will come like a thief.
约翰也说，主来的时候像贼一样来。
And John also mentioned this.
不仅他们，连保罗也这样说。
Not only them, but also Paul.
你如果读这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》，保罗也说主来的日子像贼一样。
And in First Thessalonians, Peter also, Paul also used this word.
所以可见，这个贼来，主像主来日子像贼来一样。
So the death of the Lord comes as a thief.
这是一个非常重要的一个比喻。
This is a very important analogy.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道啊，如果你遭受小偷啊，来偷你的东西，你不舒服的，对不对
？If you encounter someone come to steal stuff from you, it's not a very good thing.
我这一生呢，我没有当过小偷，但是我被偷过的经验很多。
I've never been a thief, but I've been stolen, and many things have been stolen many times.
我曾经被偷过七次。
So I've been stolen 7 times.
进到我的家里面，翻得一塌糊涂啊。
They broke into my house and messed around.
我开头不懂。
In the beginning, I didn't understand.
我说主啊，我侍奉主，你怎么会让人家偷啊？
Lord, I'm serving you. Why would you allow a thief to come to steal things from me?
孩子心想，你偷我不要紧，你将来一定要遭受主审判。
And the thief, you can steal from me, but you will be judged one day.
后来慢慢我懂了，我就不该讲这个话。
So later on, I understand. So I dare not to say the word, such a word.
主为什么叫人偷了我七次啊？
Why would the Lord allow me to be stolen seven times?
我后来我领会。
Later on, I understand.
这是主的大怜悯。
This is the great mercy from the Lord.
因为主知道我反应太迟钝。
Because the Lord understood that I react.
回来啊，这个反应太迟钝。
Because my reaction to the coming of the Lord is so slow.
所以偷一次没醒悟，还是没醒。
So one time.I'd be robbed, but I didn't wake up.
偷了三次还是没醒。
And three times, I'm still not waking up.
偷了五次还没醒。
Five times, I'm still not waking up.
到了第七次我才醒悟过来。
So only after the seventh time, I woke up.
现在我只要一谈到主的再来，我里面就非常的敏感。
So now, whenever it mentions the return of the Lord, my heart is so sensitive.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
凡事临到我们都有主的美意。
Everything befall us, He has His good will.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
圣经确实这样讲，主来的日子像贼来到一样。
The Bible did say here, the day of the Lord will come as a thief.
那我把这个遭小偷的被偷的经历告诉你们。
So I share with you my experience with a thief.
这个偷啊。小偷来偷第一件做什么事情你知道吗
You know, if a thief come to steal stuff, what did they do? What's the first thing they do?
尤其是有经验的小偷
Especially an experienced theft.
他第一件事情是观察
The first thing he does is to observe.
他没有偷我们之前他在我们家附近已经看了不知道看得多清楚
Before he breaks in, he has actually observed the surroundings for a long time.
要从哪里进去从哪里逃跑他都搞清楚了
Where to break in and where to exit, he has already figured out.
然后他观察看你家里有没有什么东西可以偷的。
Then he wants to observe what kind of stuff is worth stealing.
弟兄姊妹们，这个观察很重要。
Brothers and sisters, the observation is very important.
你知道吗？主今天也在教会中观察。
Do you understand? Today the Lord is also observing in the church.
圣灵被称作是宝座前的七灵。
The Holy Spirit is.Compared with the seven spirits, is
奉差遣往普天下去
sent out to the whole world.
所以圣灵整天在教会里面呢观察
So the Holy Spirit is observing in the church, inspecting the church all day long.
他要看一看哪一个圣徒值得偷
He is actually observing to see which saint is worthy of being stolen.
有时候圣经过这里看，哎呀，没有一个好偷，他就走了。
He comes here and finds no one is worthy of being stolen, so he just leaves.
如果他看上了几个
If he actually finds some are worthy,
就好像你被那个贼啊盯住了
As if you are actually targeted by the thief.
眼睛就天天看着你
And the Lord's eyes are on you every day.
观察你
Observing you.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
一个小偷要在偷之前他一定要观察
Before a theft, steal, he needs to observe.
所以这是今天我们需要注意的。
This is something we need to pay attention.
你看不见主，主看见你了。
You cannot see the Lord, but the Lord can see you.
你以为主不在这里，他其实在这里啊。
You thought that he is not here, but he actually is.
你觉得摸不到圣灵的感觉，他正在我们中间运行呢。
You feel like you cannot feel the Holy Spirit presence, but he is actually moving here.
我跟你讲，不仅主在这里运行。
Only the Lord, the Holy Spirit is moving here.
天上还有很多观众呢。
And there's an audience in heaven.
圣经明讲什么观众？天使啊
！And the Bible tells us, the angels are watching.
天使也在注意看主在这个教会中要偷谁。
The angels are also paying attention, watching the who in the church the Lord will steal away.
弟兄姊妹，我这个绝不是我编故事啊。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here making up a story.
我希望你能注意这件事情。
I want you to pay attention.
这个对我们绝对是有意义的。
This is super.Beneficial to us,
好让我们能够预备好自己
so we can prepare ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他第一个观察。
So number one, to observe.
第二个。
Number two.
他选时间。
He will choose a good timing.
这个小偷啊，他都是要看时间的。
And a theft has to pay attention to the time.
有时候你不在家了，对不对
？When you are not in the house.
他觉得这个时机很好。
He feel like this is a good timing.
你知道我第一次在那个被偷的时候啊。
The first time I was robbed.
是我们去参加波比聚会。
It's the time when we attend the Lord's table meeting.
他算好了，你们聚会时间大概一个半钟头、两个钟头。
He actually counted that we will be away for an hour or two.
哇，他就这个时候进来了。
So he came in. He break in.
弟兄姊妹们，还有一个什么时候呢
？What is the other good time？
就是你睡觉的时候。
That's when you are asleep。
啊，小偷最喜欢睡觉的时候来偷。
So theft likes to come when you are sleeping。
所以这个也给我一个很大的提醒。
So this also is a great reminder to me。
当我看见地上的教会很多神的儿女都在打瞌睡啊。
When I see many children of God today on earth are sleeping。
都在睡觉啊。
They are sleeping。
哎呦，这恐怕是小偷要来了。
Maybe a theft will come.
主耶稣要来了。
The Lord Jesus will come back.
所以你今天不要为着教会的光景呢，大家低落呢，沉睡呢，你要警醒。
So today, not because of the condition of the church is bad, you fall asleep.
因为小偷不会趁着你沉睡时候来。
Because a theft will come when you are
sleeping. 所以这也变成一个兆头。
So this has actually a sign.
教会越沉睡。
The church is deeply in sleep.
越是回来的时候。
It is the time, the high time, the Lord will return.
全地的教会都在那里叫做，哎呦，这是一个沉睡的时代。
When the church on earth today is crying about, this is the time of sleeping.
神的儿女们，你怎么大声喊呼叫他也不行。
And God's children, no matter how loud you cry out, but they are not waking up.
啊，我这些年真是经历这个，我的声音够大，对不对？
I have experienced this. My voice is so loud.
但是还是有人听我讲道睡觉。
But still, there are people sleeping, napping when I'm preaching.
弟兄姊妹们，需要主的怜悯，醒过来。
Brothers and sisters, we need the mercy of the Lord to wake up.
让别人去睡觉。
And let others go on sleeping.
所以呢，小偷来的时候
，When the theft comes,
就是要在睡觉的时候。
It is when we are all asleep.
第三件事情。
That's number three.
小偷进我们家是要偷好东西，偷宝贝。
And the theft comes to steal the most precious thing in our house.
偷那个值钱的东西。
To steal a treasure.
那么主来偷宝贝，谁什么什么是宝贝呢
？But when the Lord comes to steal a treasure, what kind of treasure he will steal?
弟兄姊妹，那个宝贝就是圣的。
That treasure is overcomer.
所以在亚细亚七个教会里面
，So that's why among the seven churches in Asia,
主都在呼召得胜者。
The Lord is calling for overcomer.
这个得胜者也就是余数。
And the overcomers are the remnant.
所以呢，圣经就很清楚告诉我们
，So the Bible shows this very clearly.
将来国度降临的时候
，When the kingdom comes,
不是所有的人都有这个福分。
It's not everyone will enter.
得胜者是少数。
The overcomers are but a few, a remnant.
我们的弟兄今天早上说到
，Our brother mentioned this morning.
国度不仅是将来，也是现在。
The kingdom is not just in the future, but it is also today now.
但是我们要知道，国度今天在地上，那是见证的原则。
But today, kingdom on earth now is the principle of testimony.
Sparks 弟兄啊，有一次跟尼托斯弟兄两个人在谈话。
And Austin Sparks once talked with Brother Watchman Nee.
啊 ，Sparks 弟兄就问弟兄。
And Sparks asked Brother Nee.
他说你觉得圣经中最难实现的经文是什么
？What is the most difficult Bible verse to realize？
啊，这有两个版本啊，我不知道是哪一个。
So there are actually two versions of the same story.
那么有一个版本说，尼中就回答说呢，以弗所书第四章是最难实现。
One version says, Brother Nee replied that chapter 4 of Ephesians is the most difficult thing.
就是我们众人在认识耶稣基督之上同归于一，这个很难实现。
That is when all has reached in unity of faith.
那另外一个就说在第五章。
Another version says he answered in chapter 5.
因为主要得到教会啊，是圣洁没有瑕疵。 持的。
Because the church the Lord wants to obtain is
无斑点无皱纹的。
Is a spotless and unblemished.
他说：“你看地上教会哪有能够达到这样光景？”
And you look around the church on earth, no church can reach.
后来呢，他们有共同的一个认识。
Later on, they actually reached consensus.
他就这个只能实现在得胜者身上。
All of this can be realized in among the overcomers.
所以神在亚细亚七个教会里，每个教会呼召得胜者。
That's why God in each of the seven churches of Asia calling for overcomers.
但是在这里有原则，请弟兄姊妹记得。
But brothers and sisters, we need to remember this principle.
因为这个得胜者呢，是指的单数，指的个人数。
Because overcomer is singular, is referring to individual.
但是你必须要领会。他是为着教会追求个人的得胜。
But we have to understand that overcomer is pursuing overcoming for the church.
你不能离开教会。
You cannot overcome apart from the
church. 神给教会两个重大的托付。
The Lord has entrusted the church with two great missions.
教会神的家。
The church is God's house.
我们为神的家做见证。
We need to testify for the house of God.
所以我们在这里称彼此称呼是弟兄姊妹。
That's why we call each other brother or sister.
我们是家人呐。
We are family members.
我们要为这个家做见证。
We need to testify for this house, for this family.
但是今天我们看见地上教会变成宗教团体了。
However, today the church has become a religious organization.
所以我们需要有得胜的经历。
That's why we need to have experience of overcoming.
起来为神的家做见证。
We need to rise up and testify for God's house.
我们要把各处我们的聚会建造成为主安息的所在。
We need to build up the house of God as His resting place.
这需要有得胜的心智。
We need to have that desire to overcome.
第二个托付。
Number two, entrust.
神把国度的荣耀权柄托付给教会。
God has entrusted the church with the glory and authority of the kingdom of God.
这个国度的权柄和荣耀，它也只能在教会的见证里面显明出来。
This glory and power or authority of the kingdom of God can only be manifested through the testimony of the church.
乃是靠着这班追求得胜的圣徒。
It depends upon the group of overcomers. In the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主回来说像贼一样回来，他要偷宝贝。
So when the Lord comes back as a thief, and He wants to steal away the treasure.
如果你是这样情形
，If your conditions are like this,
弟兄姊妹们，主就把你取走的。
And sisters, the Lord will take you away.
所以请记得
，So please remember.
主在每个教会里面都在寻找。
The Lord is looking around in every church.
就像亚细亚七个教会一样。
Just like in the seven churches.
在每个教会里面就寻找得胜。
In every church, the Lord is looking for an overcomer.
所以主正在看着我们。
So the Lord is watching over us.
希望我们能被圣灵盯上。
So may we be actually targeted by the Holy Spirit.
那你就有福了。
Then you are blessed.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
呀，对不起，这个时间实在是走得太快。
Time flies by so fast.
我只能快快地说啊。
I need to speed up.
那么，不仅主来的日子像贼一样。
Not only the days of the Lord comes like a thief.
下面他告诉我们，整个天地将来要被烈火消化。
Now it comes about all the heavens and earth will be destroyed by fire.
我们知道这些话呢，其实要到了二十世纪我们才能明白。
We understand these verses can be better understood in the 20th century.
因为它这里的消化不是光用火这么烧的。
Because here it's not just being burned up with fire.
它乃是像核子分裂一样。
It's like a nuclear reaction.
啊，整个形体、物质都消化。
In all the form of all the materials will be melted.
所以弟兄姊妹，神特别提醒我不要爱世界。
So the Lord reminds us, especially, do not love the world.
有一天你不仅看见这个形象没有了，连这个本质通通没有了。
One day, not only the form of materials, even the essence of the material will be melted away.
然后神应许的新天新地就降临。
Then the promised new heaven and new earth will come down.
我们的盼望在新天新地。
So our hope is in the new heaven and new earth.
并且有义居在其中。
And also the righteousness will dwell in it.
再次提醒我们要行义。
And reminds us once again we need to do practice righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
彼得鼓励我们。
Peter encourages.
他下面两句，亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的弟兄。
The next two, beloved, beloved.
就重复他第一章里面的话。
Is actually repeating what he already mentioned in chapter one.
那么这里告诉我们要殷勤。
Here tells us we need to be diligent.
弟兄姊妹们。
Francis,
我们要追求一种的生活。
We need to pursue a way of life.
能够安然见主。
So that we can see the Lord in peace.
太重要了。
It's so important.
那么并且要有忍耐。
And also to have long suffering.
他这里还提到保罗的书信。
And he also mentioned about the writings of Paul.
啊，他非常的推崇保罗的书信。
He actually was regarded very highly of Peter's writing.
我想这个我不需要去解释。
I do not need to explain this more.
最后一个亲爱的弟兄。
The last beloved.
他还是提醒我们要防备。
He also reminds us to be aware and
guard against. 不要被恶人的错谬诱惑。
Do not be deceived by the errors of unprincipled men.
结果从本来坚固的位置上坠落下去。
And become falling from your steadfastness.
防备错误的东西。
And to
要殷勤的追求。
We need to pursue diligently.
防备错误的东西。
And to guard against the error.
所以他最后说呢，要在主我们救主的恩典和知识上有长进。
Lastly, he says we shall grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个恩典那是指的生命的成长。
And grace is concerning the growth of life.
一个人越成长，恩典就越多。
The more your life grows, the more gracious you become.
对基督的认识，对主的认识要逐渐的增加。
And our knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
is also increased. 你越多认识他，你越能信他。
The more you know him, the more faith you have in him.
彼得告诉我们，在这两件事情上一定要长进。
Peter encouraged us in these two matters. We need to grow up.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
使徒彼得在2000年前已经吹响了这个号角。
2000 years ago, Apostle Peter has already blown this trumpet.
今天我们读他这些信息。
Today, when we read his message,
我们感觉这个号角格外来的明亮。
We feel this trumpet call is so clear.
因为我们距离主回来国度降临的日子最近。
Because our time from the return of the Lord is so near, so close.
仰望主的怜悯。
Looked up to His mercy.
从现在开始起。
From now on.
因主的话。
By the word of God.
我们要起来行动。
We shall rise up and act.
好好的跟随主。
Follow the Lord well.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿2024年。
May 2024.
是2024对吧？没讲错。
2024.
但愿这个特会成为可纪念的日子。
May this conference be a day, be a conference in worthy remembrance.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，在这个末后的日子。
Lord, in these last days.
地上的光景非常的黑暗和混乱。
Condition of this world is so chaotic and messy.
我们感觉我们的光景又是这样的软弱。
We also feel we are so weak in such conditions.
但是我们感谢你没有丢弃我们。
But we thank you for not giving us up.
你仍旧愿意对我们的心说话。
You are still willing to speak to our heart.
主啊，求你让这些话在我们的心田里面是落在好土上。
Lord, may your word fall into good soil of our heart.
圣灵把它刻在我们的心板上。
The Holy Spirit imprint these words in our heart.
让我们在不多的日子的里面。
So that in the last few years.
行在你话语的光中。
We can walk in the light of the word.
不管我们周围的变化是什么。
It doesn't matter how things are changing around us.
不管我们周围的人在追求什么。
No matter what people around us are pursuing.
我们立定了心志。
We have resolved.
我们要进国度。
We want to enter into the kingdom.
我们等候你的回来。
We await for your coming back.
但愿我们往后的生活。
May the days afterwards.
无论做事。
No matter it's working.
无论家庭生活。
Or family life.
都是为了等候你的回来。
Everything is for the return of the Lord.
主啊，我们渴望。
Lord, we desire
那天我们能够丰丰富富进你的国。
That day we can enter into your kingdom abundantly.
并且我们能够安然的来见你。
We can also be found in you in peace.
求你 祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless each and every precious brother and sisters.
我们把一切的敬拜都归给你。
We give all the worship to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord.